Greetings, gentle listeners. You're tuned to your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's 7 o'clock, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Cabaret. As we do every week in and week out, 1 hour of live music from KGNU's Cabaret Studio. I'll be your host this evening, Deep Rock Dave, making my debut on the show. And full of butterflies, because I'm here with such an incredible artist who's going to just rock your souls to the moon and back. We have Desiree Gold. Welcome to KGNU.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Desiree, I've been checking out your videos. You're quite an accomplished performer. I can't wait to hear what you have tonight. I feel like we should just jump right into the music and do our get to know yous after we get to know you a little bit.
I couldn't agree more. Let's do it.
Great.
So this first tune is titled Mr. Smoke, and it's actually streamable. So if you like it, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all the places. Smoke.
leave me breathless through the night. Climb your pillar into the sky. Jewels, dollar bills, and pearls give me thrills. You give me chills, man of smoke. Don't make me wait. You are my fate. I love and I hate you.
Man of Smoke. Oh gosh, that's reverberating out there. All of you people are like, is that me? Am I the Man of Smoke? You might be.
It's everyone. It's everyone and no one all at once.
It sounded like someone.
It might have been someone. Perhaps an aloof person. Not quite reachable.
Yeah. Incredible. And you also have a fly video for The Man of Smoke. Very jazzy setting.
Yes. The music video.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that one was shot in Denver, in Rhino. And it's cool. We played with some smoke bombs. It got pretty fun. So yeah, if you like the song, definitely check out the video. It's a jazzy vibe for sure.
What era of jazz was that? I was trying to think. What is that era?
Ooh, I mean, well, since I wrote it, it's modern, right? But yeah. I suppose I would say that my influences and my inspiration for that one definitely came from like Julie London's era. So yeah, same as Frank Sinatra, right? But Julie London specifically, I love her like smoky, sultry feel to her music. Specifically the song No Moon at All, now that I think about it. But that one has kind of a Spanish feel to it as well. Anyway.
Yeah, it's contemporary, but it really harkens back to classic imagery.
Right.
Indeed. So let's, are you from Denver originally? Are you,
I'm not. I moved to Denver in 2019, September of 2019, right before the pandemic, really. And I moved out here from Aurora, Illinois, which is about 30 minutes away from Chicago. So yeah, that's where I grew up, born and raised. I did study, classical music in college though, all the way out in Boston, Massachusetts.
Incredible. So have most of the songs been with you for a while, or is Denver like a creative wellspring for you?
You know what? All of the songs that I am going to play today have come out of my time in Denver. And I would say that's not a coincidence at all, because all of the music that I wrote when I was in Chicago was a little depressing. And I wouldn't say that Mr. Smoke isn't not depressing, right? It's a little dark, but yeah, if that tells you anything, the music prior to Denver was even darker. And that was mainly just because of the winters in Chicago, and you know, it's just a colder environment. So yeah.
All my family is in the Chicago area. I'm the only Ashton around.
Okay, you're familiar then.
Yes, I know about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In Denver, we're here to lively it up, soak up the sun.
Yes.
And enjoy the great music. It's such a great music town, and that's great to hear that you found the muse here.
Yes, indeed I did. Shall we
Another
one?
Yeah.
All right. Here's another dark one. This one is titled Twilight in Gilead. I went through a breakup relatively recently, and it is, it's about that process of trying to move past a relationship, but still having love for the person.
So, yeah.
That this one is unreleased.
Twilight in Gilead, embalm me with your love. We'll meet as strangers in old lands. Twilight in Gilead, cherished as a dove, to heal my soul in ancient sands. I come back time and again to sing the song goes on without end. I sing for you, broken, untrue, and still I sing for you. Twilight in Gilead, embalm me with your love. We'll meet as strangers in old lands. Twilight in Gilead, cherished as a dove, to soothe my spirit with your hand. The sun has set, desires unfold. We reconcile, lose our control. I yearn for you, broken, untrue, and still I yearn for you. Twilight in Gilead, embalm me with your love. We'll meet as strangers in the lands. Twilight in Gilead, cherished as a dove, to heal my soul in ancient sands. Twilight in Gilead, cherished as a dove, to soothe my spirit with your hands.
Thank you.
Wow. Our twilight descended.
Another dark one, right?
Where is Gilead?
Ooh, it's in my heart. Yeah. You know, so I don't know if any of the listeners are familiar with Handmaid's Tale. Probably.
I just read
classic.
It. Like,
yeah.
This spring.
Right. So my Gilead is not that. What I'm referring to, I grew up Christian, and in college specifically, I remember there was this hymn that we sang that basically goes, there is a balm in Gilead, and it's supposed to be a healing balm, and it's supposed to, the whole purpose is that it's supposed to heal the masses of any kind of ailment, and specifically the spiritual struggles, that mental, emotional struggles that we all face. Just, you know, being human, it's hard out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I reference Gilead, that's what I'm referring to specifically. And
that healing wish for everyone.
Exactly.
I love it.
Indeed. And I mean, my take on it is a little bit dark, because not quite as dark as Handmaid's Tale, right? Different kind of darkness. But basically, my experience with this relationship, I leaned on it a lot for healing. And I think that's kind of what I'm alluding to with this song, is that I was leaning on this person to heal me. And now I'm realizing that that actually wasn't a healing relationship. So that's what the song is about for me, but it can be about anything to anyone. And that's what I love about music. You know, it can be subjective.
Absolutely.
So however the listeners choose to take it, I support.
Whatever the dove is to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love people that approach songwriting in that way and, you know, give us that opportunity to put ourselves into it.
Absolutely.
Can we have another one?
Of course. All right. This one is a little bit happier. This one is titled Memory Jar. And I wrote this after my first summer of gigging regularly and meeting a whole lot of people every day and realizing that a lot of those interactions were probably going to be one-off and I would likely never see some of these people again. And my whole dilemma during that time was, how do I make a lasting impression on these people and how do I make sure it's a positive one? And so that's what this song is about. It's called Memory Jar.
Smiling eyes closed with the sun on my face. And I know in this moment I am safe. In this spot I was not born. In this spot I will not die. Somewhere in the middle by your side. And I wish that you would just break off a piece of me to keep in your memory jar next to your bed. I wanna know that you'll miss me when I'm gone, that you'll miss me in the morning when a new day begins. I heard nothing lasts, and I guess I'm okay with that, 'cause I know I had your loving in the past. All things beautiful must die, but there ain't no need to cry, 'cause we'll be reunited in the next life. Still I wish that you would just break off a piece of me to keep in your memory jar next to your bed. When I'm gone, that you'll miss me in the morning when a new day begins. To your bed.
Desiree Gold
Thank
in
you.
The cabaret. I love that tune.
Do you like that one? fun.
Because that's what we're doing right now.
It's true.
You and I were having this collaboration, and we got to put it in the memory jar.
Heck yes. A beautiful moment.
Yeah. That's so apt. Wow. I love it.
Thank you. That one is also unreleased, but I'm working on an album, and that should be on it. So soon. Someday soon.
So the stuff that you have released, like, where are you releasing it?
Well, on any streaming platform.
Okay, all the platforms.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the list is long these days. I
sure.
can't even keep up. But I do know that the most accessible ones, the most common ones are Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Tidal. Tidal is up and coming. And Tidal is great. I don't know if the listeners are familiar with it or not, but Tidal actually pays the most to the artists out of all of the streaming platforms.
Oh, someone was just telling me about that.
Yeah, they pay the highest percentage of royalties, streaming royalties, and it's just a better audio quality. Spotify and iTunes and all of the other streaming platforms compress the music a lot more, so you just don't get the richness of the music.
Which is what you all are getting tonight on KGNU.
Indeed,
so we
are.
Don't want you to go anywhere, you know, specifically not any streaming platforms. We want you to get your dose of Desiree Gold here with us tonight.
Stay where you are.
For sure. Do you have any release tracks we could check out?
Absolutely. So Mr. Smoke, the first tune I played, is released. And then I do have two more that I might play them tonight. They're pretty fun. All three of the songs that I have released so far are fully produced. I had a whole band involved with saxophone and drums, and it's very fun. But I will play a couple more, hopefully, that I just released, actually. One of them on Valentine's Day. And that one's called Snooze for an Hour. And then the other one I just released on Friday, this past Friday, and it's called If You Do. It's pretty fun.
Cool. We'll get to those. We
yes,
have time.
Indeed, we will.
All right. Where are we headed next?
All right. Next, I've got another song that, this one's a little sad as well. But it's inspired by a poem written by a friend of mine. And she wrote it many, many years ago. I think she was in high school when she wrote it, but she posted it online a couple years back, and the concept was so poignant. I was like, wow, may I please turn this into a song? And she said yes. And basically the gist of the poem was that she was laying in bed having a hard time falling asleep, and it helped her to fall asleep just by staring at the ceiling and watching the headlights of passing cars flicker across her ceiling. And she wondered to herself if those people driving were also just trying to wear themselves out to go to sleep as well.
Mm.
It's like, what a concept. I love it. So anyway, this one is called Dear Driver.
Sunny days may be what's best for me. Gloomy days make great company. Oh, stay in my bed till the skies turn half past red, till the cars passing by leave flickers with their headlights. I'd write a letter in my mind to the drivers just out of sight. Are you busy-bodied or just busy-brained with thoughts you too struggle to contain? Is it true you drive around the block just to wind, wind, wind down the clock? till the skies turn half past red, till the cars passing by leave flickers with their headlights. I'd write a letter in my mind to the drivers just out of sight. Are you busybodied or just busy-brained with thoughts you too struggle to contain? Is it true you drive around the block just to wind, wind, wind down the clock? Whoa. Sunny days may be what's best for me, but gloomy days make great company.
Gloomy days. Too many sunny days.
Oh, no such thing. Come on now.
Okay. I mean, well, I couldn't really live in LA. There might be too much sun.
Is that too much sun?
Probably.
That's fair.
I mean, my complexion is actually, it's a bit of a battle with me and the you know, Ra up in the sky. But what I love about that song, Desiree, you know, people do drive around to go to sleep or to put their kids to sleep. I hear those stories all the time.
I think I was one of those babies that I needed to be in a car or in a rocking chair. So yeah, now that you mention it.
Yeah, and I've definitely put myself to sleep in noisy places by watching the headlights move. You can do a little light hypnosis magic.
That's exactly right. It's like it's therapeutic a little bit. It can put you in like a trance. Yeah.
Yeah. Too cool. I love that your songs are reflecting on like different aspects of life and, you know, not just staying like in the heartfelt romance part. Like that's part of life, but we can't stay there with all of the expressions in jazz and soul music, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I used to have a very hard time writing love songs. I just couldn't. Hmm. And well, fortunately that's changed. But I don't know. I'm still a little resistant, if I'm being honest, to get into like the mushy gushy of it. You know, I think for me, melancholy is it's like a daily part of my life. So I think that it creeps into all of my songs one way or another.
I totally feel it, you know, and I hope listeners that you are too. You know, when a songwriter becomes like too overly happy. Like happened to Little Dragon, all of a sudden the last album's just all about we're still in love. They lost all the grit. So
that's so funny. Boo, boring.
Sorry, Little Dragon, the magic.
Just kidding. We love you, Little Dragon.
We still love you. You did a lot, but you're coming up. So what do you have for us next?
Okay, next. All right, next I actually have a breakup song.
Oh, good.
Well, another one. But this one's just a hair angrier than the first one. The first one was like, you know, kind of a mixture of the happy with the sad. This one is just like, you messed up. So this one's called Burn Me Down. And I'm actually thinking of releasing an entire breakup EP at some point, but I've got to get the first album out first.
I hear that's good for people.
Right. It actually, yeah. I mean, in the moment it sucked, but it's are we talking about breakups
putting
are good
EP.
For people?
I'm talking about putting the EP out and being able to point to that and encapsulate everything right there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it'll tell the whole story It'll be an entire chapter of my life. Just boom. There it is for you. Anyway, here's Burn Me Down.
I love it burned so bright, kept me alight throughout the night. But your soul remained so dark as we embarked, despite the spark. Your betrayal burned me down, down, down. But now I march across scorched ground, ground, ground. Whoa, you took the fire out my heart, left me blistered, torn apart. Your betrayal burned me down. No water could contain the flames that reduced my name to ash and pain. But I will rise, ready to soar, a phoenix adorned with love galore. Your betrayal burned me down, down, down. But now I march across scorched ground, ground, ground. Whoa, you took the fire out my heart, left me blistered, torn apart. Your betrayal burned me down. Like a dragon breathing heat, I'll bring you to your knees in the moment of defeat. You'll cry and beg and plead like the tinder on the ground. You're fizzled, smoked, and browned. Though I used to be spellbound, I got the magic in me now. Your betrayal burned me down, down, down. But now I march across scorched ground. You took the fire out my heart, left me blistered, torn apart. Your betrayal burned me down. Your betrayal burned me down. Now I march across scorched ground. You took the fire out my heart, left me blistered, torn apart. Your betrayal burned me down.
Smoke and ashes everywhere.
Yes.
Just collapse.
You see it. You felt it.
I do. Yeah. The heat. And then just like that, just the ash left of whatever is burned through.
Well.
Yo.
That was how I felt for several months, actually.
Ashed like that?
Just, yes. Well, yes. Like, I feel like the phoenix actually coming out of the ashes, though. I feel powerful and empowered. So, yes.
That's excellent. That's important. And I think that's what we need art for, right?
Right.
Yeah. And those of us artists, we have to go through those terrible depths of emotion sometimes that you kind of wonder, like, does everybody feel this in the same way? And maybe they don't.
I mean, I wouldn't wish those feelings on anyone. But I will say that I'm grateful that I got to create art out of it, you know? So, and it's so funny because when the breakup happened, there was some betrayal involved, if you couldn't tell. And a lot of my friends, the whole community was super supportive, and I know that everyone meant well, but a whole lot of people were saying, well, at least you get to write some really great songs about this. And I was like, okay, but let's not trivialize my experience down to just being an artist and being a songwriter. You know, like, I'm a human being and I'm hurting, you know, and I don't want the pressure of having to write music also. But I mean, the good songs are inevitable.
Yeah. And your friends are kind of like, well, I know you're having problems, but, what's in it for me?
Right. That's one way to, I know they're just trying to show me the silver lining, but
yeah,
it was, that was a weird time for sure.
Yeah, gosh, thanks, support networks, for all your relationship advice.
Right. Oh, man.
So good. Let's keep them rolling.
We'll keep on going.
Lots of hits.
Well, thank you.
Oh, folks, this is Desiree Gold, by the way, dropping all of these gems in your ear. And if you just tuned in, making her debut on Cabaret here, incredible talent working in Denver, lots of shows coming up. Let's do one more record and then let's talk about shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this next tune is actually the one that I just released on Friday of last week, and it is titled If You Do. And it does also, it's so funny, it reads as a breakup song, but I wrote this about a year ago at this point, and it is not at all about a breakup. It's a song I wrote to myself from my houseplants because I was having a really hard time keeping them alive. And I think you'll get it with the first line.
Water me with your tears so I know how much you love me. Drown away all my fears. Tell me ain't no one else above me. And if you do, if you prove I ain't no fool to stay with you, I'll stay with you. Swallow me like a pill, since you know that I'm so good for you. Bend at my whim and will, since you want me to love and adore you. And if you do, if you prove I ain't no fool to stay with you, I'll stay with you. Oh, oh, I will stay. I know that you're thirsty, babe, but water me first if you're with me, baby. Ain't no competition, babe, just missing your love and attention lately. I know that you're thirsty, babe, but water me first if you're with me, baby. I'm trying to blossom for you, so show me love, and if you do, if you prove I ain't no fool to stay with you.
thank you.
No houseplant can resist.
Right? That's what I thought, except that they're still struggling on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, do you play music for your plants?
I do. I really do. I keep my keyboard at home right next to my windowsill with all of my plants. I sing to them directly. I stroke them every day. They're upset. They're cranky.
Yeah. I just ignore mine, and it seems to do okay.
Maybe I should try that. Yeah. So see, this song is it's the opposite. I'm giving them too much attention. That's what it is. Okay.
I'm not a very successful green thumb. I gotta say. So
maybe I shouldn't be taking advice from you per se.
Perhaps not.
Okay.
Other than, you know, I think that playing music can't hurt. I think,
right.
you know, and in particular songs about plants, you know, they might be able to tell that. They used to have synthesizer records all for plants. These things called like Plantasia and different stuff. It was a whole movement in the 70s. Plant
really?
Music. Yes.
Wow. I need to start putting that on. Okay.
Right.
Good to know. I'll put up my speaker right next to them. Let them just soak up all of that.
And it's really modular, just like synthy, warm fuzz. It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Plantasia,
thanks for the recommendation. Awesome.
So we were going to talk about some of your live performances. And I saw you have a show coming up at Dazzle in the next few days.
Yes, actually. It's this coming Friday. I'm playing at 7 p.m. I'll have my whole band. So... If You Do and all of the other tunes will be a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more fun, probably, with, you know, well, I'll have a keyboardist, so I'll be out from behind the keys and, you know, dancing around, bass, drums, and a saxophone. And my saxophone, he's the best. He does this wiggle on stage that it's to die for. So, you have to come see it. If you're available this Friday, definitely come see my saxophonist wiggle.
That sounds like a blast. What time is the show? Do you know? Is it
7 p.m.? Yep.
Okay.
And doors, I believe, will be 6:30, I'm guessing. If you aren't familiar with Dazzle, they have amazing food, amazing drinks. It's a great venue. It's a great place to check out. Even if you can't come this Friday, they always have great music. So you can never go wrong.
You cannot go wrong at Dazzle.
No.
It's an incredible time anytime you're there. And it's such a like warm, intimate venue that's not like pinched in. You know, it's spread out kind of nicely, but it's very... how does it feel to like perform there? Have you played there before?
I have, yeah. I've done a couple shows there at this point. And what's wonderful is that they're very intentional about the space and making it a listening room specifically. So they discourage conversation at the tables. You know, it's not noisy. And when you're on stage, you really do feel the attentiveness of the audience. And that is, it's invaluable. You know, these days it's really hard to play in a bar or restaurant setting and feel like you actually still have the room's attention. But Dazzle is special in that regard.
And I'm sure that the type of songs that you have really benefit from that. They're so lyrical, you know, it's not just like hooting and hollering, jumping around, you know.
It's true.
There's turns of phrase, there are things happening that you want to hear.
Thank you. Thank you for that acknowledgement. I work really hard on my lyrics, and I just appreciate that compliment.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Should we keep going?
Let's do it.
Just rolling right along.
Yeah.
All right. So this next one, oh man, I hope I'm not bumming everyone out. This is one that I wrote about just kind of, I was having an existential crisis a little bit. So it's called Bigger Picture View. And yeah, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't think I need to say anything else. You know what? I do want to say something really quickly. I'm sorry.
Please do.
I just want to say that it sounds sad, but I hope that I put it in a major key on purpose because I want people to understand that there is hope. Anyway, I hope that it comes off as hopeful. All right, that's all. And that's the wrong key. Okay.
Struggling to find purpose, not convinced that I have value, not quite sure that I am worth it, the time and space that I am bound to. In the eyes of time, I'm a fraction of a blink. So what's the difference if I overthink? If you zoom out to the bigger picture view, I'm the smallest grain of sand in the big deep ocean blue. And I cry, a single tear falls from my eye. And I sing with a voice that's known true suffering. And I pray this feeling deep within won't stay, 'cause I can't take my own existential pain away. Today I'm feeling like a burden on anyone that I dare speak to, 'cause who should care that I am hurting? So I pretend that I am see-through. In the eyes of time, I'm a fraction of a blink. So what's the difference if I overthink? If you zoom out to the bigger picture view, I'm the smallest grain of sand in the big deep ocean blue. And I cry, a single tear falls from my eye. And I sing with a voice that's known true suffering. And I pray this feeling deep within won't stay, 'cause I can't take my own existential pain away. Tear falls from my eye, and I sing with a voice that's known true suffering. And I pray this feeling deep within won't stay, 'cause I can't take my own existential pain away.
Wow, Desiree Gold on the Cabaret Show.
That's me. Hello.
Gosh, that's really courageous to just really, you know, not give some kind of big happy ending or try to do anything other than to just put it out there like that.
Yeah, I tried. I thought about it. I thought, how can I turn this or spin this? But I really do. I hope that the chord progression alone gives a hopeful feel.
I felt that, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Good, because, I mean, I know it's like, it's kind of, it's dark. A lot of my lyrics are dark, and I don't realize that until I put all of them in a row like this, and I'm like, wow.
Well, what I liked about you saying you couldn't take your own existential pain away was just the hopefulness of that is that something is going to come through and help you with it. You know, that the door is kind of open. You're saying, look, I can't take it away from myself. Don't ask me to be like better disciplined or like whatever, you know, change your habits.
Right.
And then you'll just feel better. Like something's going to happen.
Right. I do. I mean, I'm a believer in the infinite, whatever that looks like. I hope that I wouldn't say that I'm a religious person anymore per se, but I would say that I'm a spiritual one at the very least. And I do believe that there's a higher power that is capable of taking our heartaches and turning them into love and prosperity. So I hope that the listeners also feel that. And yeah, if you're struggling, there's hope. That's all.
There is hope. Something's going to happen. And, you know, you can always do better for people, too. That's one thing that I'm kind of learning. Like, you can always do a little better by the ones around you. Desiree Gold, we only have like 10 minutes left in the show.
Wow, time is flying, isn't it?
It really is.
All right. So I guess that leaves just a couple more songs, huh?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, you know, in the vein of mental health, I've got yet another one that I think I'd like to share with you. This one's titled It's Okay. And once again, I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
It's okay to feel down sometimes. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. Take your time to let your mind get right. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. Don't let nobody tell you how to heal. Only you know how you feel. If it ain't the day to deal with pain, baby, listen, it's okay. It's okay to feel down sometimes. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. Take your time to let your mind get right. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. 'Cause you're still worthy, oh child of love. Take a break and let go of the fears and doubts you're harboring. You'll find room to let love in. It's okay to feel down sometimes. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. Take your time to let your mind get right. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. It's okay to feel down sometimes. It's okay, yeah. It's okay. Take your time to let your mind get right. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for the affirmation.
Right? So I think that, yeah, bigger picture view and it's okay need to go hand in hand.
Right.
Just to round out the full picture, right? But yeah, things are hard, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Oh, man. That one, bigger picture view, I'm not sure if that one will be on this album that I'm working on, but It's Okay will be. And yeah, I think with the full band, it has like a soulful feel to it that like it gets you moving and grooving in your seat a little bit, which I think makes the message more fun even. So not only is it like it's a positive message, but it also makes you like bop around to it a little
bit. Like it's okay to dance and stuff.
Exactly. It's okay to feel good as well, as a matter of fact. So
even in the moment, like you don't have to wait to feel better. You can feel better right now.
Yes. And you know what? Ebbs and flows happen. So you don't have to feel guilty about feeling good or bad at any given moment. How about that?
Desiree, it's so great to get this really intimate look at your music, stripped down versions of everything where we can really hear, you know, how you're interplaying the melody and your voice. This is a pretty special performance, I think, for KGNU's cabaret audience tonight.
Well, thank you. It is such a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity.
I think we have maybe like, it's five till one song.
One more song?
Yeah, maybe two. I don't know how long the songs are.
Okay, let's see. I'll speed through. I'm just kidding. This last song is, it's called On My Skin and Heart, and I wrote this one in 2020 after all of the protests were happening around the death of George Floyd, and I was kind of just battling with my own identity. So I'm a mixed Black woman, and I was struggling with what that meant for me, because there's a certain amount of privilege that comes with being a lighter-skinned mixed person, but there are also struggles, and there are struggles for every human, you know. So it's it was just me kind of battling with all of the nuance in life and figuring out my identity and how I feel like I fit in that. So anyway, none of that is, I don't think it's like outright, I don't state any of that plainly in this song. I think it's just kind of an underlying message. But this is called On My Skin and Heart.
Baby, I got scars on my skin and my heart. Things to get off my chest. It might hurt, but it's for the best. Baby, I got joy too. Chicago, Illinois, you sure did raise me right. Though I'll admit I put up a fight. It's in my bones to be a woman of stone, yeah. Can feel in my breath that I'm constantly watching for death. So take a good look at me, and surely you will see. Baby, I got scars on my skin and heart. Baby, I got curls dangling up in my pearls, but I wear them so proud it took too long to say it aloud. Baby, I got faith. My ancestors are bathing me in glory and love. I thank God in heaven above. It's in my bones to be a woman of stone. That I'm constantly watching for death. So take a good look at me, and surely you will see. Baby, I got scars on my skin and heart.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
Coverage of breaking news is made possible by KGNU members. One way to help us bring you this coverage is by donating a vehicle you no longer need. Learn more at kgnu.org or call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, todititaos y todititoas. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador en el 28 de junio del 2022, the 28th of June, 2022. On this date in 1861, Victoria, the daughter of Prince Edward, was crowned the Queen of England and of the United Kingdom, initiating the bloodiest period in toda la historia del Imperio Británico. When Victoria was queen, the British Empire engaged in wars of conquest that expanded the empire's size by 500%. So by the time that she died in 1901, she was the ruler of one quarter of the people on Earth. On June 28th of 1895, El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua formed the Central American Republic. The Republic collapsed 3 years later after a revolution in El Salvador by opponents of the regional alliance. And 13 years ago, on June 28, 2009, the elected president of Honduras, the reformist politician Manuel Zelaya, was overthrown in a coup d'etat that was supported by President Barack Obama and by his vice president Joe Biden. June is Caribbean Heritage Appreciation Month and National Accordion Appreciation Month, but we celebrate the Caribbean and accordion music every time we get together on Corriente. So tonight's show, we're going to focus on music from Honduras, as well as Latin music that celebrates LGBTIQ+ Pride Month. I guarantee a few surprises. But to start tonight's show, we're going to commemorate Mike Tyson's disqualification.